Bonjour Zoé, j'espère que tu vas bien. Aujourd'hui, je vais te proposer une méditation en 6 étapes. Donc, voilà, tu peux fermer les yeux, prendre une grande respiration. Et on va commencer avec la première étape, the metta, love and compassion. Je voudrais que tu penses à une personne que tu aimes. Ça peut être un amoureux, ça peut être un ami, une amie, ça peut être un animal, ça peut être une guêpe. Pense à quelqu'un ou quelque chose que tu aimes beaucoup et je veux que tu focuses sur ton cœur, your heart. Je veux que tu sentes dans ton cœur l'amour que tu as pour cette personne. Et je voudrais que tu attribues une couleur à cet amour. Je voudrais que tu vois cet amour grossir, même sortir de ton corps. Doucement, cet amour avec cette couleur que tu as choisie. Remplis la pièce dans laquelle tu es. Je veux que tu sentes cet amour remplir la pièce, remplir ton appartement au complet. Je veux que tu vois cette couleur, ton amour que tu donnes, remplir au complet ton quartier, la ville. Cet amour-là, il va remplir le Québec, au complet. Le continent au complet. Et je veux finalement que tu donnes cet amour-là à la Terre au complet, à tout le monde qui est sur la Terre. Je veux que tu ressentes que tu donnes cet amour-là au monde entier. Maintenant, on va passer à l'étape 2. Tu peux prendre une grande respiration. Et je voudrais que tu réfléchisses à une chose que, one thing that you're grateful for in your personal life, in maybe the last day, the last week, the last month, the last year. Just think about one aspect of your personal life that you're very grateful for. Maybe something that is very small that happened yesterday, or it could be a bigger thing that happened in the last year. So just think about that one thing that you can be grateful for. And I want you to feel the emotion that you live while thinking about that thing you're grateful for. Fully feel how good it feels. Now I want you to think about something that is a bit more negative that happens to you, maybe yesterday, in the last week, the last month, or the last year. And I want you to imagine that thing that as a rock that you can hold in your hand, and maybe you had that rock for a long time in your pocket or in your bag, and this rock is with you right now, still. You're still thinking about it. And I want you to give love to that incident, to that person that hurt you. I want you to tell yourself it's okay, and you moved on. Now you feel okay about it, you can start thinking about what you've learned about this incident. Most of the things that happen in life will give you a little new knowledge about yourself, about the world, what you've learned, and how you would behave differently now. And now that you feel okay about it, that you've learned one thing about it, I want you to see yourself throwing that rock far away. Very far. Maybe it's in the lake, maybe it's down a mountain, so you cannot see it anymore. This rock is no longer with you, no longer with your backpack, so it's gone. And can let go of it. Now we can go to phase 4, future vision. I want you to think about your 5 years vision, where you want to be in 5 years. We usually overestimate what we can do in one and underestimate what is possible in 5 years. So think about what you want to achieve in your personal life, who you want to be in 5 years, where you want to be, what you want to do. And think about also in your work life, what do you want, what you want to stop doing, and what would make you feel good and proud, because at the end of your life, money is not a thing, but things that made you proud would be achievement, and those things is important in life, to be proud and of what you've done. So I want you to think about that for one more deep breath. Now I want you to think about your perfect day, whether you do it in the morning or you're doing it at night. Could be the current day in the morning or the next day when you do it at night. Think about how do you want to start your day, with what you want to keep doing, what you want to stop doing in the morning. Think about your commute to work, if you go to work, or if you're going to decide to stay at home, or you're going to set up yourself for work. Think about what you want to achieve during that morning, that lunch. Maybe you want to share lunch with someone that makes you feel good, make you laugh, brings you new ideas. Think about the afternoon. Do you want to be focused? Or you want to use your time? Finally, after work, maybe you want to do some sports. Maybe you want to have time with friends, go to see a concert or something like that. Spend your life some way. Think about your perfect day. How do you want your day to unfold? Finally, l'étape 6, c'est la dernière étape. Je veux qu'on conclue ça avec toi qui reçois l'amour. Étape 1, on a On a donné notre amour. Là, je veux que tu reçoives l'amour. Je t'en ai envoyé beaucoup, moi, quand j'ai fait cette méditation par moi-même. J'ai beaucoup pensé à toi, à comment mon cœur pensait toujours à toi et battait à propos de toi. Donc, je veux que tu sentes tout cet amour-là que je t'ai envoyé. Que le monde t'envoie. Comment je t'aime beaucoup et que je pense à toi. Finally, I'm gonna count to five, and the count will reach out to five, you can open your eyes and you'll feel very good about this six-phase meditation. One, two, coming up now. Three, four, five. Open your eyes and feel good about your day or your night.